I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number 2, Sports Saturday, right here on the Fan Sports Network. Joe Fisher III. With Rashad Taylor across the foam marble table.
Baby.
Got Jordan Schultz with us.
Does this not make you think of Grandma's Boy?
No, Rashad actually has a even more more personal connection to this song, as it turns out.
Well, no, but yes.
Oh, now you're backtracking.
But no. But so, so well before Hunt for the Host, right? I remember listening to the station, and I'm listening to Isaac and Suk. And they're talking about, I think somebody, Push It was a bumper music and stuff like that. And for those listening, bumper music is what we use to come back into the, you know, from segment and stuff like that. And they're talking about the song. They were like, I don't really know much from Salt-N-Pepa. You know, is this their only song? And they kind of went back and forth. Like, you know, I don't know. And I remember thinking, like, what the hell? Like, what are you talking about? Like,
you're Salt sitting Peppa. In your car. It's,
I'm in the car, and I'm like, what are you
shoot!
Talking about?
They did shoot!
It's Salt-N-Pepa. Like, there's only so many female hip-hop groups, like, that meant anything, and they're one of them. And so I was kind of like, dang, man. But I was like, man, there's no black people on this station, is there? That's what I said to myself. Like, there's no black people on this station, like, at all. Like, and so that's when I was like, man, Hunt for the Host came around. I got to do this.
I think Brandon Sprague's the blackest guy on the station before you came
quite
along.
Possibly. Yeah. Quite possibly.
Agree.
Yeah, quite possibly. Shout out to Sprague's just light skin.
Shoop.
Shoop. Shoop. Like, I bought that tape. Shoop, yeah. Shoop, I was like in fifth grade, and I went and bought that tape.
What a man.
What a man.
With In Vogue. And In Vogue, the female Boys to Men, for those of you who don't know.
What's it gonna mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Their harmonies are, yeah, they were the female version of Boyz II Men.
They also did Let's Talk About Sex.
That's a great song. They did.
Let's Talk About
that.
You and Me.
Yeah.
All the good things and the bad things we could be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They got some cuts.
They had a couple.
They got some cuts.
And how about this? You probably know this. They're responsible for Kid and Play. So we get no house party. We get no house party if it's not for.
Was Kid and Play I Missed the Bus?
No, that's Crisscross.
That's Crisscross. Thank you. Okay. Little bit before my time.
So wait. So have you ever seen House Party?
No.
Wow.
Again, little bit.
Jordan?
It's been a long time.
Little bit before my time.
Gotta watch House Party. House Party is one of those movies that I think no matter what generation you see it, you get it. You know? Like a kid who just wants to get out and have some fun with his friends, got grounded because he got in trouble in school, sneaks out, and goes to a party and shenanigans ensue.
Oh, those shenanigans.
Yeah. So,
Trailblazers this week.
They will be taking on the 76ers, as Jordan mentioned in his update, on Sunday, tomorrow, 3 o'clock. They're about to hit the road, actually, for a 5-game roadie.
Which is scary.
They'll be playing, like I said, Philly tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Then the very next day, they will be in Brooklyn at 4:30, taking on the Brooklyn Nets. They will play Wednesday against Indiana, at Indiana again, 4:30. And then on Friday, at Minnesota, they will take on the Timberwolves at 5 o'clock. So that's 4 games this week for your Portland Trail Blazers. As far as college basketball goes, we got some games that are going to be getting ready to go here pretty soon for conference tournament week. In fact, if I hit refresh, I think some have already started. Yeah. Michigan, Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament. They're in the semifinal. That just started. Vanderbilt, Florida. They are in the SEC tournament semifinal. Vanderbilt up 8-4. And then, of course, in the MEAC tournament final, we have North Carolina Central Eagles taking on the Howard Bison.
Let's go, Howard.
What's the MEAC? Is that the Mid-Eastern Atlantic Conference?
That sounds right. Mid-Eastern.
That Mid-Eastern Athletic, not Atlantic.
The fact that we have a Mid-Eastern anything, to quote Steve Carell in, what was it, Anchorman, and here in the Middle East, the temperatures are, like, you can't say that in a conference for college athletics.
Middle East Athletic.
So dumb.
Conference. Or is it the Mid-East?
Either one.
Now I got to relook
this up.
Who's
in that
here.
Conference?
The MEAC conference?
Yeah.
Was that where the Bison played?
Is that how? So Howard?
It is the Mid-Eastern. So it's not the Middle Eastern.
Don't say Mid-East. Don't do it.
The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. That consists of schools like... Let me pull up their standings for this year real quickly. If you, oh, this is women's basketball. Well, I guess this team are
still,
the same.
Still in the... Yeah.
Yep. Howard, UMES... I don't even know what the hell that is. Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks, Norfolk State, okay. Coppin State, NC Central, Delaware State, Morgan State. And
okay, so
South
black colleges.
I was going to say,
yeah,
those
State.
Are HBCUs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
black
right?
colleges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That so there you sense. Go. Howard won the regular season conference and looking to punch their ticket to March Madness.
Well, let's go, Howard. Let's go, Bison.
Call yourselves the Central Athletic Conference, okay? Just change that.
For the Central Eastern?
That's perfect.
There you go.
That's so much better.
For context, Howard is the, like, the, I don't know, what's the most prestigious school that, yeah, it's not necessarily Harvard, you know what I mean, or something like that, but, like, that is, as far as HBCUs, that is the
It's like the Ivy League.
Upper echelon. It's Georgetown, essentially. Like, that's just called the, Howard is the Georgetown, and it just happens to be down the street from Georgetown. So, yeah, it's the Georgetown of black colleges.
Okay.
Kamala Harris went to Howard.
Let's see. We got a couple finals today, so teams that can punch their tickets to the tournament. Actually, a lot of finals. Oh, my God. I'm scrolling. We've got
too many games, not enough TVs.
Yeah, I guess it is Saturday before Selection Sunday, so that makes sense. You got the Big 12 Championship, Houston, Arizona, 3 o'clock. You got the Mountain West Championship, 3 o'clock, San Diego State, Utah State. You got the Big East Championship, UConn, St. John's. That's a good old school Big East matchup right there. UConn, St. John's, 3:30. The SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference, will also crown their champion today between Southern Prairie View A&M. Akron Toledo is in the MAC championship. A top 10 matchup with Duke and Virginia in the ACC tournament. Virginia number 10, Duke number 1. You also got Kennesaw State versus Louisiana State in the Conference USA championship. Hawaii versus UC Irvine in the Big West championship. And then, of course, what everybody's been waiting for, the WAC tournament.
There
California Baptist versus Utah Valley.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Big Sky tournament. That wrapped up already, right? Does that wrap up tomorrow?
Oh, honestly, I don't know.
I mean, there's no way the Big Sky tournament's still going on. Did Portland State win that? Didn't?
I would hope so.
You would know better than I, Joe.
Yeah. Go Vikes? No? Maybe. All right, let's take a break. Let's take a look at some of the best free agents that are still remaining in the NFL. We do that next here, Sports Saturday, Fan Sports Network.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
NFL free agency in full swing. This is Sports Saturday, Fan Sports Network. We still got some guys remaining out there, free agents, that are looking for a team. I got a list of some of the top free agents. Do we want to go opposite, 10 to 1?
Sure.
Is that how we want to do this? Yeah. Actually, I have a list of 30. Do we want to go 30 to 1?
Oh, good Lord. No, 10 to 1.
Yeah, probably it's like 10.
My ADHD will lose. We'll
all right,
lose.
Rapid yeah, fire. We won't here make we go. It. Number 30, Russell Wilson, 29, Brian Robinson Jr.
Russell Wilson is really number 30?
He is 30.
That
on
is where we're at, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there are 29 other people above him. So, I mean, you know.
Somebody, how good are those guys?
Somebody will need a backup quarterback at some point.
Well, number 10. David Njoku, tight end. Him not being on the Cleveland Browns will be weird to see after I feel like he was
forever.
Drafted 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. David Njoku. Cam Robinson, another Cleveland Brown, offensive tackle. He will be he's in free agency. He's 30 years old. He's still looking for a new home. This one at number 8, Deebo Samuel. I thought he had a pretty decent year with the Commanders, better than I anticipated, better than probably what a lot of people anticipated. And I think he's still got something left in the
tank. He's got some juice.
He's only 30 years old. I mean,
yeah, he's got a lot to give. You know, he's had some injury, you know, in the past, but I think San Francisco asked a lot from Deebo when he was there.
Yeah, but again, I think that I'm not the biggest Deebo fan, but again, I think last year he had a decent enough bounce back year. He had 72 catches, 727 receiving yards, 5 touchdowns. And I feel like a good chunk of that actually came at the beginning part of the season. We can take a look at his game log because, yeah, towards the end of the year, I mean, their quarterback options at that point were pretty limited, I guess you could say. So, in his last little handful of games, the most he had in the game was 68 yards receiving. Another one was 64, but earlier on the season had a 96 receiving yard game, 77 again, 74. So,
yeah, Jaden was hurt for a lot of the season for this Commander squad. So, yeah. There's that.
Kirk Cousins, number 7 on this list. As far as top free agents remain, I mean, he played last year. He wasn't terrible.
Russell Wilson.
I'd rather go with Russell Wilson than Kirk Cousins. Just because of the injury risks. Because of the Achilles, just because of everybody was talking about Kirk Cousins not really being able to get off that back foot anymore and throw the ball since his injury. That was one of the reasons why Atlanta was so quick to draft Michael Penix Jr. despite paying him a bunch of money. So Russell Wilson overall healthier. Healthier. Kirk Cousins could play, but does he even have an arm anymore? Yeah, I say no.
Healthier, but Russ hasn't been good in
a while,
a few years now. I used to just think it was Sean Payton that was he was the reason he was bad, but turns out Sean Payton was just a part of the problem. But yeah,
Will, would I rather give you Kirk Cousins, or would you rather want number six on this list, number 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, A-Rodge. Give me A-Rodge.
Yeah, I'll take an A-Aaron.
Give me a little check down Aaron Rodgers, because that's all he does now. But
who still needs a quarterback? Who's still on the
Pittsburgh.
Market?
Pittsburgh. New York, the Jets.
Well, they got Geno back.
You're right. That was full circle.
The Dolphins?
They still might need one, though, because I don't know how great Geno is. But
the Dolphins ended up getting Malik Willis.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, I forgot about that this week.
Yeah,
joining former Packer Jeff Hafley.
Maybe Aaron is just in his backup era.
I don't think that's happening.
No. He's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, and he'll start.
Yeah, more than likely.
Do you think he's going to run it back with Mike McCarthy one last time?
Why not? Where else are his options?
I don't think they hated each other, did they? I can't remember if they...
Does he want to go to Cleveland? Cleveland's technically still looking for a quarterback, right?
Well, now that Stefanski's gone, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, hey.
Not laughing at you, Rashad. Yeah. I'm laughing at them.
When Deshaun Watson is 100%, he's the starter of that team.
Ugh, God.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know. If they're smart, they cut bait with Deshaun Watson. They can't get much darker in Cleveland.
Maybe after this year they do, but if he comes back at some point this season, then they're going to start him. I mean, they might as well get their money's worth.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm looking at the teams here.
Is Arizona really going to go with Jacoby Brissett?
That's probably a place Aaron could land.
Yeah, and you're in Arizona. There's good golf down there. I know he likes golf.
Well, I mean, Kirk Cousins still available too. Like, if we're looking,
it's tons of desert. You can do ayahuasca. You know, yeah. I think it'd be right up his alley.
I'm also interested, while we're on the topic of quarterbacks, really quickly, Joe, if Mac Jones or Davis Mills are going to get a call. I know that the Niners already said that they don't want to trade Mac Jones, keep him as a backup to Brock Purdy, but man, quarterback talent is just so mediocre in this league. I wonder if after Davis Mills got the Houston Texans 3 wins last year as
a backup.
Did
you and Davis Mills hang out recently and become best friends? I feel like you're on this Davis Mills propaganda tour.
Davis Mills deserves
the second week in a row that Davis Mills has been mentioned on this program.
Yeah,
I get it.
He deserves some respect to be put on his name.
It's not necessarily... I'm not a huge fan of him, but what I'm saying is they both showed, guys that kind of sucked before, showed enough talent to where I would rather give them a shot than draft a Ty Simpson. There's some of these guys in this draft behind Mendoza I'm not so confident about.
And let me ask you guys this. If you're the Raiders, would it make sense to bring in Aaron Rodgers for a year and let Mendoza learn behind him for a year?
No.
No.
You don't want Mr. Ayahuasca.
Aaron Rodgers is either going to start somewhere or he's going to retire.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying he's going to play behind Mendoza. I'm saying for a year.
Well, you don't draft Mendoza coming in. You don't draft Mendoza number one overall and not play him. When's the last number one overall pick? Not due to injury, not played their first season.
I can't remember. But they all usually go to crappy teams. But if you can inherit an Aaron Rodgers, all of a sudden you're probably having a little bit of a different conversation as far as when you get to put your number one overall pick out there.
The rest of this list, number five, another Cleveland Brown on this list, Joel Bitonio, guard. My God, I'm Cleveland.
So screw our line. Yeah. Don't need that.
Yeah, don't need
don't
it.
Need it.
Don't Let's... need to. Don't need basically three linemen because we'd be losing Njoku as well. He is a pseudo lineman.
Yeah.
Joey Bosa, number four on this list. Edge, number three, Stephon Diggs. That's a lot higher than I anticipated just because I feel like what he did with the Patriots might be a flash in the pan kind of moment. Last little hoorah for him.
I mean, he's just – unfortunately, Diggs just comes with too much baggage. Like, as good as he is, and he's not like T.O. good or Randy Moss good to where you put up with the baggage, but he's, for the talent and the output you get, like, it's just not worth it sometimes.
And granted, also this list of remaining free agents. I mean, you know, kind of indicative of the wide receiver core that is left on the market. But there is actually one wide receiver at the top of this list. I will get at that here in a second. Taylor Decker, Detroit Lions offensive tackle. He is also on the market looking for a new home. He is 32 after 10 seasons in Detroit. He is going to be looking for a new home. Number one on this list, though, Juwan Jennings for the 49ers. I had him on the fantasy squad this year. He was extremely productive. He was 12th in, I believe, receiving yards, in ESPN's receiver scores, whatever the hell that means. He ranked 12th. Had 975 receiving yards, 9 touchdowns, 55 passes. Yeah, he had a tremendous season last year. I think his problem, too, is that he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, but most receivers are.
Yeah,
like, honestly, who was the last, like, humble receiver? What, Larry Fitzgerald?
Isn't Tyler Lockett kind of humble?
Justin Jefferson, for as good as he is.
He's not crazy. He's just like, yo, I'm flashy, but
he's
I'm cool.
He's funny. Yeah, he's
exactly.
Fun.
But he is not, like, last season he could have acted a fool at many times.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, we'll see what happens with him and Kyler and him and J.J. McCarthy next year, because he's going to probably have the opportunity to do the same thing next year. But for the most part, Justin Jefferson, to me, he gives off all the aura of someone who would be a diva wide receiver, but has not played that part yet.
No, yet. I mean, and
he strikes me as the guy that doesn't want to.
I don't think he's going to.
Who knows? Yeah. He might be a jackass in, you know, in his personal life or, you know, with his teammates, but we haven't heard that yet.
on the Netflix show Receiver, yeah. I loved him the most.
Oh, he was awesome. Yeah. He was awesome. That show is great. You know, I love to watch that Receiver show, man, just because you get a chance to really see who these dudes are outside of, you know, the field and everything. So, yeah, Justin Jefferson seems like he could be. And honestly, all those LSU receivers, the recent ones, man, seem like they're all super cool. So.
Well, that's the best remaining free agents in the NFL as we're getting closer and closer to the draft as well. I was looking at some mock drafts recently. My Cowboys having 2 first round picks.
Look at them. Let's find a way to draft a kicker and a placeholder.
How about we draft a defensive lineman from Michigan, because we're 0-2 on that over the last 2 times we've done that. And I don't know. Let's make a splashy pick. Let's go, let's like overdraft a QB or something like that. That would go in like the 5th round or something like that.
Kind of get the news cycle going.
Yeah, let's go.
Why not?
Come on, Jerry. Do your thing. All right. Coming up. What do you want to do? Do you want to do more NFL free agency talk as far as moves that were made this week?
We can. I'm with that.
Because there was a lot of moves made this week. A lot of teams solidifying their QB position and other positions. I want to get to that Kenneth Walker and Kansas City Chiefs deal as well, because that went down earlier in the week.
But, man, stupid Seahawks, man.
Oh, I say stupid Chiefs.
I'm on Rashad's side here. But
I'm a little bit on your side, too, but I am saying stupid Chiefs as well. It can be a little bit of column A, column B. We do that next here, Sports Saturday. But first, Jordan Schultz, Sports Center update.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So, yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
NFL transactions this week. We'll start with some quarterbacks. Moves that were made there. Malik Willis signing a 3-year, $67.5 million contract with the Miami Dolphins. He will go join former Packers defensive head coach, or excuse me, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley in Miami for this upcoming season. I don't know. I mean, Malik Willis, he did some okay things with the Packers. I guess he's just, you know, he was an unrestricted free agent, one of the better backups that was available out there. So, you know, a team's going to roll the dice on him, and it's the Dolphins. I don't think it's going to work out well for them, but Godspeed. Godspeed Malik Willis over there in Miami.
I mean, 4 years of football, 22 games played. I want to say like maybe 7 as a starter.
He looked good backing up Jordan Love the last couple in Green Bay. Yeah, way better than the Tennessee.
So, I mean, in that small sample size that we got from Malik Willis, really over the course of his career, I think we can tell you, like, kind of like we were talking about even a Davis Mills or something like that. Like, man, he might be somebody that can come in and get it done for you. And I guess Miami decided to pay him, what,
right around
$65 million, yeah, $67 million to be able to do it. So. Yep. Not a whole lot, considering what quarterbacks are going for, right? $150 million, something like that. Like that's
it's the Justin Fields rate. I think the Jets gave him 1 year, $20 million last year.
$70 million. Again, you're going to Florida, so you're going to be able to recoup all of that $68 because there's no state tax there. So that's a good thing. That's a big reason cats go to Texas and Florida is because they know they're going to get that big, big bag. But I think this could be a good thing for the Dolphins. It's a nice way to kind of transition out of the Tua Tagovailoa situation and hopefully just start from scratch.
Speaking of Tua, he signs with Atlanta this week, a 1 year, $1.215 million contract, which is just, I was saying to Rashad that, you know, it's just wild that this dude a few years ago got a $250-something million bag, however much guaranteed. I forget what the exact details. And then your next contract is for $1.2 million.
Well, we've now seen this happen twice, right? With guys that, one, Russell Wilson much later in his career, not super, super late, but late enough to where the decline happened, and you saw a veteran's minimum deal while another team ate it. Miami has to do the same thing with Tua now. So what, in 4 seasons, we've had 2 deals like this. I predict there will be more if these teams continue just to hand guys like Trevor Lawrence, who are good but not great, $50+ million. To just say that's the going rate, you know what? I would love to see one of these teams that drafted a quarterback move on from him if they're asking too much. Like, all right, this is our guy that we built around, but there's enough of a turnover in the NFL. Like, why not go take a chance on somebody that's cheaper? And if they hit, holy crap, all that money can be spent on ancillary pieces to help us actually get to the Super Bowl, because parity in the NFL is a beautiful thing. So I do predict this will happen more. And frankly, I think it's a great thing for Tua. And screw you, Miami. This is your fault. And teams that continue to pay these guys exorbitant amounts of money just because that's the going rate,
eat it. Yeah, that's your fault.
I think the fear is, and I don't know, we'll get back to Lish, Joe, but the fear is, like, you don't pay your quarterback and then they walk, right? And then you give them to a division rival, you give them to somebody else. I mean, it's easy to say, but then when you have a guy that can be a Trevor Lawrence for you, don't let him walk. Like, and so if you see somebody that's clearly less talented or as talented as that person, get $135 million, get $160 million. Of course, you're looking at your agent or whatever, going like, why are they getting this and I'm not getting? So yeah, I think you have to pay your franchise quarterback just to keep him around. I think they did the right thing with Tua. Nobody could have known that his brain would turn into pudding. Right, none of us would have known that's how it would turn out for him. So in the moment, it was the right decision.
He will also be making again 1.2 from Atlanta, but the reason that they can pay him so low is because he's getting $54 million from Miami.
So it's really like, you know, so really I'm getting like $56 million, right? So I'm good with that.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Another move this week as far as quarterbacks go, you had Kyler Murray go to Minnesota. Same instance though, very similar situation where. He will not need to get that much money from Minnesota because he's going to be getting a lot of it from Arizona, over $36 million from Arizona this year. So that is a very interesting situation, Minnesota, with J.J. McCarthy, Kevin O'Connell, and now Kyler Murray entering the fold, and what this season holds for them. I mean, yeah. You got to have a competition. I don't have a dog in the fight, but I think that Kyler Murray is going to win that competition.
I mean, considering what we saw from J.J. McCarthy, probably. Kyler is not a bad player. He's just a small one. And because he can't see over the line, because there are some issues there, like...
He does take some unnecessary risks passing-wise.
He does.
He'll throw some balls up that is just... And then it's like a punt return for the other team.
He does, you know. And a part of that, I want to believe, is because he's got this irrational Brett Favre-type confidence to where I'll just... throw it and become a gunslinger. But you know, if he's a little more accurate, if he can figure that out, then he's definitely got some tools in Minnesota to kind of figure that out. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think Kyler is a complete bust, but just considering his size and everything, sometimes it just doesn't work in the NFL.
If you go back one season, so not last year but the year before, he threw for almost 4,000 yards, 21 passing touchdowns, and 11 interceptions, 572 rushing yards, 5 rushing touchdowns. So
that's a solid. It's a great season.
Yeah,
that's a great season. So you know he's capable. That's why I can't completely poo-poo Kyler Murray and his skill set. You know, he's just a smaller quarterback, and if you can't protect him, then it's going to be a long, long ass season for you.
Daniel Jones getting locked up with the Colts. This is basically a 1-year deal, but it comes out to 2 years, $88 million. I think they're giving him 50 guaranteed over the first season. And he'll come back, and then if it's worth bringing him back next year, they will. But if not, they have an out after this 1 year. So
yeah, that's the right move. You know,
it was going well for a while
until the injury. You know, for the most part.
I mean, it was starting to go off the rails a little bit,
and then he got injured,
and then it was.
So I mean, but we saw flashes from Daniel Jones that we'd never seen in New York, and I think a lot of that was just being in a different setting and not really having the New York media as pressure in your ear over your shoulder all the time. So, yeah, I do think that was the right move by Indianapolis, locking him up.
Speaking of New York media, Geno Smith heading back to New York. Full circle.
I know. He was so pissed. but, I mean, he wouldn't trade it there. But, I mean, I guess, you know, new regime, well, new coach at this point. But I would never go to the Jets. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I mean, seriously, that's like, it's football purgatory. I can't go there.
You know, feverishly putting a list together of quarterbacks that have played for the Jets since Geno Smith has been there.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. God. Did you call Vinny Testaverde back?
No, I'm a couple seasons away, but I almost got the full list here for you guys.
I will bloviate a little bit about quarterbacks and high salaries, guys. I'm not sure enough people focus on this, and maybe it has been talked about in the national media, but how we got here to $50 million quarterback salaries. Y'all remember who the first was to get a $50 million salary, that would be Jalen Hurts. Handed to him after the Eagles lost in the Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs in 2023. So January, they lose, or February, whatever, they lose the Super Bowl that year. April, that's when Jalen Hurts is handed his $50 million plus a year extension. That's kind of when you guys talked about guys going to their agents. Well, why aren't I getting that? That became the demarker for quarterbacks going into the negotiation room. Why? Jalen Hurts was coming off an appearance in a Super Bowl. For any of these teams to actually come back and listen to these agents trying to bloviate on that, say, oh, you know what? My guy's this. Jalen just got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think
that's this quarterback market is my point is all of this is so far off and was set off of one guy that had a lot of success. And now we are overpaying everybody else at that position.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have a guy like Jalen Hurts who is able to get you to the Super Bowl and with all of the limitations, I guess, that he had as a quarterback, and he's still able to do that, you look at somebody who does have all the skills as a quarterback and say, well, if he's getting this, then it only makes sense to give him X amount because he's a better quarterback, but he plays for a better team. That's essentially what it was. And Jalen Hurts, and then what happened for Jalen Hurts? He took that money and went to the Super Bowl and won you one. You know, right? And was the biggest reason in that Super Bowl that you got that win.
Oh, where's Josh Allen? Huh? Where's Trevor Lawrence in the damn Super Bowl? Yeah. It took 2 years for Jalen to do that.
And see, I'm pretty sure, and I don't know what Josh Allen's bag looked like, but I'm pretty sure he got paid more than
he did.
So, and because why? Because we look at Josh Allen as a quarterback and say, you're clearly better than him, but he got his team all the way there twice at least in one, and Josh Allen's still struggling to get out of the AFC, you know, so I understand, like, it's just kind of, it's a pick and choose type situation.
All the quarterbacks since Geno Smith was a New York Jet for the first time.
Ooh.
I got the list here.
I only know some of them. I'm sure this name's gonna...
You know some of them.
No, I'm just trying to think of my head, like, off, but without actually doing the research, who they are, and I can only think of, like, five right now.
Can you guess some of the quarterbacks? I mean, some of them are givens because they were first round picks, but also
Zach. What was his last name? Zach Wilson. I was gonna say Zach Brown.
Yes. Zach Wilson. Brown Band. Zach Wilson. That is one of them. Yeah, there you go.
Geno Smith.
Well, no, since Geno Smith played.
Okay, well, Geno's back. So
We gotta go back a while. Fitzmagic. I know he was on there.
That's correct.
I feel like we've done this on the fan recently, but
yeah. I honestly can't. I'm just thinking just a pile of irrelevancy.
Darnold, obviously.
Yep. There you go. You got three.
A-Rod.
That's yep. Rashad, are you okay this morning?
No, I'm sitting here. I'm really drawing a blank as far as all the Jets. It's been so many of them. Like,
I mean, another old guy, Joe Flacco. I know he played
Flacco.
A little bit.
Another one? God, Jordan is just mopping the floor with you right now.
Yeah, Jordan's good at this.
My God.
I remember things.
Yeah, he remembers a lot.
Who was their quarterback last year?
I don't know.
I already said his name in a second. I'm not going to say it again.
Well,
what's my man's name? From
come on.
From the Bears.
There you go.
Running guy.
We'll take that.
Yeah,
we'll take
that dude.
From the Bears.
That one guy from the Bears. Justin
Mr.
Fields.
Irrelevant. Yeah, Justin Fields.
Dear God.
I know they had to bring old Tyrod back.
I thought he was
going to
be so cold.
All right, I'll give you the timeline here. It was last season that Geno was with the Jets. It was Ryan Fitzpatrick and Bryce Petty.
Wow, that's a throwback.
Former Baylor Bear, I believe.
That's
Bryce
a throwback.
Petty. Then it was Josh McCown. Sam Darnold was there. Former Washington State Coug Luke Falk was also a New York Jet.
Luke Falk, what a deep toss of a name.
Trevor Siemian times two. He was there in two different stints. And actually, that's the second time Luke Falk has come up in conversation this week, as a matter of fact, weirdly enough. Zach Wilson, Mike White. Do you remember Mike White?
Vaguely. Oh, yeah.
I remember him getting absolutely folded like a lawn chair in one game, damn near breaking his spine. Josh Johnson. Who hasn't Josh Johnson played for over the last 10 years? Tim Boyle. Chris Streveler.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers, Tyrod Taylor, Justin Fields, and Brady Cook.
We named all the obvious ones, and then you named all the deep state names. Good Lord.
Yeah, I gave you some deep cuts there.
So that's what, 12 quarterbacks?
That 13? Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Counting on my brain.
16. 17 if you want to include Trevor Siemian twice.
And we're wondering why the Jets are in the toilet, right? Like,
They've had 17 different quarterbacks take a snap, or I think that was all guys that had started a game over the last 10 years.
They need a jersey just like that Browns fan that has every quarterback name.
Getting there. Getting to that point.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing. Like your franchise is a dump.
Well, it's a meddling owner, man.
In what instance does a meddling owner does it equal success?
Jerry Jones, to a point.
How long ago was that?
They're still winning and getting to the playoffs. The Jets haven't even accomplished that. Go. How many appearances for the Cowboys in the last 20 years? How many for the Jets?
Like the same amount?
What?
No.
Not even close.
No.
It's
not
about
even close.
The same. It's about the same.
About the same.
What the heck? The Jets like one.
Yeah, the Jets were good like at the 2004 to like 2008.
Chad Sanchez butt fumble. Yeah. That was
Chad
it.
Pennington, Curtis Martin.
Yeah,
years.
It was like 2004 to like 2008, maybe 2010.
The butt fumble
and
was
then
in
it
the
was
playoff,
pretty much over.
Right?
Hey, I will say they have been to a conference championship more recently than the Dallas Cowboys have.
Two?
Actually, as a matter of fact.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, that is true, but if you're just talking overall playoff
Actually,
appearances.
They've gone to three conference championships since the Cowboys have last. They went to one in 1998 with Bill Parcells.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, wrap up the show next. Kenneth Walker, a Kansas City Chief. We do that here on Sports Saturday, Fan Sports Network. Welcome back in. Sports Saturday here on the Fan Sports Network. Shout out all the young athletes out there.
Big up to them for sure.
Grinding. We got state championships in basketball going down here soon.
Nice little, old school matchup. Central and Tualatin?
Central Catholic, Tualatin?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Central somewhere?
There is. It's a Central High School.
Where is it, though?
I don't know. Central Oregon.
Independence,
Oregon?
Yeah,
you're familiar with Independence. Hey, shout out to Independence, Oregon. Shout out to the liquor store that kept Western Oregon afloat.
Kenneth Walker is a Kansas City Chief. It was known basically last week that the Seahawks would not be giving their Super Bowl MVP, Kenneth Walker, a new deal, nor would be franchise tagging him, allowing him to be an unrestricted free agent. And he made his deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe the deal was worth about 3 years at about $43 million, somewhere around there, question mark. Yeah, 3 years, $43 million, including a $13 million signing bonus, 28.7 guaranteed, and an average annual salary of 14.35. As far as where that ranks him among running backs, I'm curious as far as that goes, but I'm not crazy about this for the Chiefs.
Don't love it.
You have won all three of your Super Bowls without having a main bell cow running back. Isaiah Pacheco, I don't think Isaiah Pacheco has rushed for 1,000 yards. If he has, it hasn't been during their Super Bowl winning seasons. You were running Clyde Edwards-Helaire out there for a while. Who was the dude in the first running back? Damian Williams that you had when they won their first Super Bowl?
Was that who it was?
I think so. It was like Damian Williams, and they had like LeSean McCoy back there for a little bit as well. I think that was who they were running out there. So to me, I'm just like, why are you overpaying a player at a position that you typically have not made your bones about? Like, again, Pacheco has been a nice breath of fresh air over the last couple of years, but he is not the reason why you are as successful and why you've won three Super Bowls. So to me, I'm just, maybe this is the point in Kenneth Walker's career where he absolutely just turns it on and just turns into an absolute animal. But he did not really turn it on this season until late at the end, the last couple of weeks of the regular season and the postseason. So I don't get this.
Well, I was a little hasty agreeing with you initially because I think for the Seahawks, stupid decision. For this Chiefs team, I think it's a great idea. I think, number one, Patrick Mahomes has had to do so much work, especially in the absence of a run game. Like, they haven't really had a great running back the entire time that Patrick Mahomes has been there taking his team to the Super Bowl. Now, all of a sudden, you have a reliable back who averages, 4 yards a carry, through his career. So somebody that can go get you big hunks of yards out there, can take the pressure off of you. You don't have to do behind-the-back passes, jump passes. You can give Travis Kelce a little bit of a break, and especially him in his older age. I think it's a great move for this Chiefs team. How do you retool after a season doesn't go your way? You go out there and you get something that you haven't had, which is a really solid run game. And you really saw how good that Kenneth Walker III could be in the playoffs. Like, throughout the entire season, he shared snaps with Charbonnet, so it was really kind of tough to see. But prior to this, he was sharing snaps with Charbonnet, so it was tough to see exactly what you're going to get from him on a night-to-night basis. Then the playoffs came after Charbonnet's injury, and Kenneth Walker took off. Like, oh, okay, he can be an every-down back. The Patriots are really good at stopping the run. Not against that Seahawks team, though, because Kenneth Walker was everywhere and was shedding tackles and everything else. That's exactly what a team like the Chiefs need right now. So this way, Mahomes and some of these older guys can – not older guys, but some of these – veterans that have been beat up a little bit can take a little bit of a break.
It's a good point. I just, again, I'm more of the leaning on the side of Patrick Mahomes is the reason why you are who you are and where you are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the receiving core, the tight end core, I'm just kind of like, you can't do a little bit better there in free agency. You can't get Juwan Jennings. You can't spend the money at that position a little bit more efficiently. And maybe that's where they go in the draft as well. You know, there's going to be wide receivers that are available. So that's where they try and build up that position room, wide receiver. I know that they have Noah Gray for tight end behind Travis Kelce as well. Maybe they try and find someone to fill in for that third tight end position and then take the reins next year a little bit more. I don't know. But I just... To me, and also, let's be fair, Chiefs didn't make the playoffs last year.
They did not.
But they do have three Super Bowls with mediocre to average running back play.
Yeah, and think about this. With the emergence of the Denver Broncos this season as being really probably the best team in that division, yeah, I think they needed to make some type of changes because what they've been doing isn't working anymore.
We also had, Travis Etienne? He went to the New Orleans Saints.
That's a big pickup for Etienne, or for the Saints.
And also,
you're welcome, Tyler Shuck.
Frees up Biashaw Tutin down there in Jacksonville to have himself quite a year.
Yeah.
Next year.
See, if I'm the Saints, I go get Davis Mills. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
My God.
Tyler Shuck's got it. It only took him 10 years, but I think he's got it.
It's the Davis Mills Political Action Committee over here lining Schultz's pockets.
Make Davis great again, man. Let's go.
All right, that'll do it for us today. Enjoy college basketball or the players that are on right now. We're actually going to have a couple of the guys at the top of the leaderboard tee off here in the next half hour. So enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. It looks pretty nice out right now, so enjoy it while you can. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
My guy.
Jordan, appreciate you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all.
And for everybody out there that was listening, hanging out with us today, appreciate you as always. We will catch you next Saturday right here on the Fan Sports Network for Sports Saturday. Peace.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.